Let me ask you something. What if every single lie you've ever told became true? Starting tonight. This is Echoes from the Peak. Imagine this for a second. You tell your boss, traffic was a nightmare. And the next morning, the highway is locked down. Brake lights stretching for miles and miles. You tell a friend, I'm fine. And now you are. Your life really is perfect. The sadness is gone. The cracks erased. But it's forced. Like reality doesn't care what you actually feel. It only cares what you said. You text someone, I'm just around the corner. And in the blink of an eye, you're standing on their doorstep, out of breath, no explanation. Every excuse, every exaggeration, every cover-up, reshaped into truth. So let me ask you, what's one lie you've told that would completely change your life if it suddenly came true? Not just an inconvenience, but a reality-shifting, relationship-breaking kind of lie. Would you set it free? Or destroy everything? Let's walk through the different kinds of lies that we tell. The lies of convenience. We all know these, right? I'll be there in 5. Oh, it really didn't cost that much. Oh, yeah, I read the report. What if those became real? I mean, at first, it sounds like a gift, right? You're never late. You're never irresponsible. You never cut corners. Reality, hey, it has your back. But here's the problem. If the world always covers for you, do you ever get better? Or do you just coast along, never growing? Never improving, because life bends to hide your flaws. Now, the lies of protection. These cut deeper, more impactful. It's not your fault. They didn't really mean it. Hey, everything's going to be okay. When those become true, are they still acts of kindness? Or are they illusions that rob someone of the truth they needed? I think about a parent telling a child, "Don't worry, monsters aren't real." But what if reality suddenly made that true? No monsters, anywhere, ever. Maybe it comforts them. But what happens when the lesson should have been courage, not comfort? And then you have the heavy ones, the big ones, the lies of ambition. The promises. I can do this job. I have the money. I'll never leave you. And suddenly those lies turn into reality. You do have the job. You do have the money. And you never leave. On the surface, it sounds like winning the lottery. But now you're trapped inside commitments you never truly chose. And here's where it gets bigger. What happens when this isn't just you? What if it's everyone? Politicians, CEOs, leaders, neighbors, friends, family. Every denial, every exaggeration, every "we're fine" when they weren't. Every "we'll fix it" when they never could. If all of it came true overnight, what happens to the world? Would society collapse under the weight of forced honesty? Or would we finally live in a strange kind of order where no one could hide behind their words? And maybe that's the heart of it. Because lies, even when they don't reshape reality, are already reshaping lives. They shape trust. They shape relationships. They shape our reputations. And they shape how we see ourselves. So if every lie you ever told suddenly became true, would that reveal the person that you really are? Or would it reveal the person that you have been pretending to be? Maybe the better question is this: What if we lived every day as though our words had that kind of power? Would we be slower to promise? Would we be braver to admit the truth? Would we stop pretending and start living in ways we could actually stand behind? Integrity. I don't know. But I do think about it. And I think maybe, just maybe, we already live in a world where our words carry more weight than we really want to admit. Because even if our lies don't change reality overnight, they change the people who trust us. And that just might be the same thing. That's today's echo. It fades here, but it's yours now. If it became real tomorrow, what would you do? I'm Frank Mills, and this has been Echoes from the Peak.